Age?
79.
Address?
12535 Spicer Street. Carlton.
Place of birth?
Carlton.
On the farm.
Nationality?
Mostly German.
A little French. Indian.
Language spoken only English? Or
no, just English.
Occupations?
Retired.
What did you do before that? Retired as?
Retired from the Chrysler Corporation.
Why don't you mention all of your occupations that you've had?
What?
Why don't you mention everything you've done for a living, Dad?
I don't think his paper would be long enough. Then when we sold out the dairy business, I worked for an electrician. Then I helped build Flat Rock Speedway. Then I helped build the Edmund J. Fitzgerald, the one that's laying down on the bottom of Lake Superior.
Wow.
And I worked for Riker Heating in Monroe for a while.
AAA?
Then I went to Chrysler. Okay.
What about AAA now?
AAA?
Oh yeah, that's right. Wait a minute, what was that in there?
We were a bus driver and a policeman.
Yeah, I did work for AAA twice, but I don't remember.
Well, Marcia was a baby when you worked for AAA. That was
47, 48
years ago.
I was driving school bus then, too.
Yes, and cop in Carlton at the same time. Yeah, two jobs.
Okay.
And don't forget about your plumbing business.
That's another one I forgot.
Busy man. Spouse's name?
Pardon?
Spouse's name?
Rita.
Okay. Mother's name?
What?
Mother's name?
Sadie.
Father's name?
Joe.
Place of birth of your father, do you know?
Must have been Carlton.
Carlton? Same with your mother?
Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't she born in Monroe?
That could be.
I think she was born in Monroe.
Okay.
She was a Navarre. You might want to put that down.
A Navarre? Okay. Do you remember your grandfather's place of birth or anything? Your grandparents?
I remember, my grandparents.
Do you know where they were born? Do you remember at all?
My mother's father was part Indian.
Wow. Were they born here in Monroe? Do you know?
I think he was born in Toledo.
Toledo? Okay.
I think you're right. Since our part of the family went to Toledo, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Alright, please, you can just ramble on if you want, or whatever.
What?
You can just talk as much as you want on these questions. They're like longer questions than those.
Okay.
Did your parents immigrate into this country, or did you?
My grandfather, Wickenheiser, come to this country when he was 7 years old from Germany.
Do you remember what year?
No, she was always here.
She was always here?
Yeah.
Do you know what year he came, Dad? Do you know what year he came?
1800 or something. It had to be.
Were you involved in either one of the world wars, or no? Could you tell us anything you remember about the world wars in any way?
No.
Okay. Could you tell any experiences due to the world war?
No. Never was at war.
Never were at war.
Okay.
Do you remember how it affected you or anything? The world wars here?
Yeah, it put us out of business.
Did it?
Yeah. Took all our help away from us. Everything was rationed and everything, so we gave up the dairy business.
What business did you go into after that?
I think then I went right into plumbing business.
Did you? Okay. Do you recall Prohibition at all?
What?
Prohibition.
Yeah, I remember that.
Could you tell me your experiences on it? Or?
Yeah, we used to have a, when we was on the farm, there was a house across the road from where we lived. It was a vacant house.
Go ahead.
And my dad rented it to a bootlegger. And he used to go over to Canada and get the beer and bring it past our place and take it to that house. Sell it. And I was about, maybe 4 years old or so, out in the front yard one day. He come down the road in a big touring car. I don't know if you don't remember it. It was loaded with beer to the top, and he pulled right into that place, and the state police pulled right in behind him. Loaded him in their car and took him away. But he would go to Monroe, and the head of the judge down there, pays fine. He always had a lot of money. There was good money in bootlegging. And he'd get right in his car and go back to Canada and get another load.
Crazy people.
But he was in jail, I don't know how many times. That didn't bother him. As quick as he got out, he was in business.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in bootlegging.
In his later years, he lived right out here on Sigler Road, right across from the state police. And he had a big garden. And he'd take that produce from his garden over and give it to the state police, keep him on the good side of it.
I guess.
Every Sunday morning before the bars opened up, everybody would go to his place and get beer right across the street from the state police.
People are crazy. Is that all? Do you have any other ones on Prohibition, by chance?
Well, it was in the early 20s. Prohibition.
Right.
That, we was in the dairy business, or my dad was in the ice business, hauled milk to a depot where they took it into Detroit, and he also delivered ice. That's how he got to this state police post in Rockford and started out. That was in the early 30s, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then state troopers would catch these bootleggers on the road at night with a truckload of beer, and would pull it into their yard there, and these troopers would go to bed after their shift was over with. And my dad would go there in the morning with the ice, and he'd see that load of beer sitting there. So he'd take the ice in, he'd get a case of beer and put it underneath the blankets, put the blankets down and go away. So we always had beer, even if it was supposed to be dry.
Yeah. Do you recall life without the automobile?
What?
the life without the automobile, do you remember?
The life of the automobile?
Life before the automobile.
Before you had an automobile?
Yeah.
No, I didn't understand what you
said. You would use a little...
What was life like before the automobile then?
Oh, well, I can't go back that far.
You don't remember that far now?
Because I was born in 17. And the Model T was in full swing then.
Mm-hmm. Did his parents own one, or did they have
one? My dad had a new 1925 Model T sedan when we moved to Carlton.
Is that what he got when he sold the house or the farm?
No, he had that before he sold the farm. And he moved to Carlton with that Model T when we come to Carlton. And then in 27, he traded that in and he got this big, great big Hudson car. You don't remember that?
Yes, I do.
The Hudson?
I think that's the one you brought down to Toledo.
That was a Buick.
Oh, that was a Buick.
Thank you, pardon. You don't go back quite that far.
Did you have a car before the 25, 1925?
Yeah.
Out on the farm.
Yeah, they had a 19. Probably 17, 18 Model T Ford.
Mm-hmm. Is that
the
one your mother...
The Model T Ford was built in Highland Park. And when they started the Model A, it was in 1928. They started them at the Roush plant. Mm. And they've been there ever since, making cars at the Roush plant. But the Model T was made in Highland Park.
Mm. You forgot to tell about the story about Aunt Grace's wedding. When did she get married?
1927.
What?
1927, Grace got married.
27?
Yeah.
Well, so she was married during Prohibition.
And my dad told the state police down there, the head of the state police.
In Flat Rock?
In Rockwood.
In Rockwood.
It was Rockwood then. It was right at the intersection of Huron River Drive and Dixie Highway. There was an old wooden frame building there, that was her headquarters. It just, I don't, they hadn't been in business too long. It was just started out, the state police. Then they moved from there over to North Rockwood, and from North Rockwood they moved into Flat Rock. Now they've done away with that, and they're up Detroit Way at their headquarters, and they got one in Monroe now too. But when my sister got married, and my dad told the state police down there at Rockwood, he said, I don't want any use bothering us at all. We're going to have a wedding down there. I don't want you guys around there because there's going to be drinks there. So, this is funny. Had a load of beer come in on a truck for the wedding. Who was there to stop traffic with the state police? So the beer truck got busy.
And her wedding reception was like at a Grange Hall one,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Tore that down.
Sigler and Telegraph.
Yeah. The old Grange Hall. Hmm.
You know what a Grange Hall is? It's a farm.
It's a small building where farmers would get together. And they would like form a corporation so that they would all work things out together in the area.
Okay.
You know, like future, or the, it was, yeah, well, yeah, for the farmers, yeah.
What church have you been affiliated with in your life?
What church, what?
What church have you been affiliated with? Okay, and, what ways were you active in that church? What did you do with the church?
and not too active in any of their activities, no.
Oh, yeah. Baptized there, made your first communion there.
Oh, yeah.
Confirmed there?
Confirmed there, but you wasn't buried there.
They'll probably bury me, though.
And all your children were raised and gone, went to school there.
Yeah.
First three or four, are in the same book that he was baptized in. The same...
Registry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at the historical museum and I saw the different registrations for that. I saw the different registrations for, like, all that stuff at the historic museum in the Monroe.
It's all out here.
Yep. All the records and everything. Do you remember the invention of the phone or any inventions that you can recall?
What?
Any inventions of the phone or anything? TV?
We used to have a telephone on the farm, but it was a lot different than it is now. We used to have a party light. It was about four people on the party line. Every time the phone rang, if it was your number, or no matter whose number it was, everybody got on the party line to listen so they could get some information or some news. And those lines was maintained by the people that had the phones. When the wind would blow the line down or something, these farmers would take their ladders on their wagons or whatever they had, trucks, go out, put it up on the pole, and put the line back up on the pole. And the telephone company didn't take care of nothing. You took care of your own telephone lines.
Crazy. Do you remember the TV or the radio, listening to the radio as a kid?
Well, when we was on the farm, we never had a radio. We never had electricity.
Oh. I guess that's to go back
we
there.
We didn't have electricity till we moved into Carlton in 1925. And then I think it was about maybe a couple of years after that that we got our first radio.
How about the television?
Television?
You remember taking us kids over to George's house? So we could watch that old TV. And we had the first television in the block.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Tell them what you did when you was a kid. What you did for fun.
We played on the creek most of the time.
What did you?
On the ice. You know, we'd go down the creek, play on the creek, slide down the railroad tracks out of the creek.
Basically what we do now.
we called it sheeny. We'd have an old tin can and clubs out in the yard, you know, and get three, four kids on each side. It's something like hockey now. We'd drive that thing down to the other side. They'd miss that and hit you in the leg. That was all right. And kept right on going.
Tell them a story about when you went to Grafton School, the one you told me about the teacher in his car and all the big boys.
Well, that must have been.
You said you were eight or something like that.
No, it could have been that old.
You were younger than that?
It must have been because I was six when we come to town.
But you walked out there to school for a while.
To finish the year walking out.
Okay, so you were about...
Must have been about five. Or maybe, I'd say about five. And we had a man teacher, Marvin Hood, was his name. He drove a Model T car. From the Model, you don't remember the Model T, but they had wooden spokes on them. All wooden wheels. So the bigger kids went in the woodshed and got a piece of wood about as big around as a spoke on that wheel, you know. They lifted the car up and pushed down underneath the axle, so the wheel just off the ground a little bit. When school was out, he came out, started up his old Model T, tried to back it up. He always run it right up against the school, you know, for the winter time, keep the wind off. Tried to back it up, wouldn't back up. He'd get out and look around, he couldn't see nothing. We was down the road laying in the ditch bank watching all the fun. Couldn't figure out why his old Model T wouldn't back up.
Who was the one that put those little things underneath the wheel?
Some of the bigger kids.
It's not what you told me. They lifted it up and some little kid put it underneath.
Yeah. Maybe I did, I don't remember. Anyway, that was quite a trick. He finally discovered what the trouble was. He got underneath there and pulled that stick out, and then his old Ford went.
There you go. Were holidays, Christmas, and 4th of July, Easter, any of them?
Yeah, I bought the bunch that used to come out from Detroit and Toledo.
Yeah. They used to come out. You see, Grafton Road wasn't a paved road then. The only way you could get out of Carlton was go down here, take Grafton Road down to Ready Road, and take Ready Road down to Telegraph Road, and then Telegraph Road into Monroe. Telegraph Road was built in about 1920, early 20s, maybe 22. Because I can remember they had their yards on our farm that they hauled the stuff down to the road. Well, anyway, these people would come out from Royal Oak and Detroit to visit us. And they would call us up. The roads, it was all mud roads from Ready Road down to Signal, and up Signal was all mud. And they couldn't get through their cars, you know, muddy roads. So they'd call up my dad, and he'd take the horses and go over and meet them at the corner of Ready Road and Grafton Road and hook a chain around the front of their car, their bumper or someplace, set on the fender, drive the horses and pull them through the mud down Grafton Road, up Signal Road to the farm. And then Sadie, of course, she'd go out when she knew they was coming and kill the chickens, have a big chicken dinner for them, and they always liked to come to Joe and Sadie's place because Joe always had a basement full of wine. They'd all get drunk on Joe's wine, eat Sadie's chicken dinner.
Good old time, huh?
Yep, they had a big time.
Roll back carpet and dance and play cards all night
long. That's right. They'd have a violin, they'd get up on the kitchen table, play a violin and dance. That's a lot of fun.
Boy, we're dull.
Yeah.
And then if the weather was bad, they'd stay all night, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Did the Depression affect you or your family at all? Do you remember?
No, we was pretty lucky. We was in the dairy business then. Of course, my dad lost a lot of money them days, but people couldn't afford to pay their milk bill, you know. Mm-hmm. He said he had the milk, and as long as they needed it, he'd see that they got it. No, he did, but they never did pay, so he lost a lot of money. But we got by.
Tell them about your job when your dad had the dairy. When you were young, the things you did.
Well, I used to go out.
How old were you, Dad, when you were driving the truck?
Huh?
How old were you when you were driving that milk truck?
I started driving when I was about 8 or 9 years old.
And what was your job?
Delivering milk around Carlton at 3:30 and 4 o'clock in the morning. I would deliver the milk all around here. And I would go home, change my clothes, go to school, be there all day, or be there till noon, come home at noon, get my dinner, go back to school, come home about 4 o'clock, go out in the dairy and wash milk cans.
Who collected the milk cans, Dad? Hmm? Who collected the milk cans?
Your dad probably didn't.
Yeah, my dad.
Hmm. You went to school at St. Pat's then?
No, I went to Grafton School.
Grafton.
And then I went to Carleton. The only time I went to St. Patrick's was about 6 weeks, I guess, for instructions for my first communion.
Oh, okay.
My sister went to St. Patrick's. Huh?
His sister, Aunt Grace was 9 years older than you? And when they lived on the farm in Ziegler, she was much closer. Only about 2 miles?
What?
Is she about 2 miles from St. Pat's when you were there at Ziegler? Oh. Mile and a half?
No, no.
From Ziegler Road and Jones?
Maybe three and a half, 4 miles, I'd say.
Is it that far?
No. She used to drive the horse and buggy to school.
Well, did the Myers go with her? Did the Myers go with her?
It's Mary Meyer and Mary Solik and Grace. Three of them.
Do you remember any like the sports? Were you a big sports watcher? Or did you, like baseball?
Sports?
Yes.
Well, back in 1932, I think it was, when Carleton High School had a football team that they whipped anything they played. They just couldn't be beat. In fact, they challenged Monroe to a game, and Monroe wouldn't even play them. Just a little old bunch of farmers that they would be.
That's good.
Dad didn't play sports because when he was 14...
12.
He was knocked downstairs, and he broke his leg.
Pelvic bone. That's when the school broke.
And he ended up in bed for over a year, right, Dad?
Yeah.
He was at in Detroit. And then he came home and he was home. And he learned to play the guitar then.
Yeah, that's when I did hear.
Did you play a lot, the guitar?
What?
Did you play the guitar a lot?
No, just for my own entertainment.
Just for your own entertainment. That's good.
Just to pass the time away.
Did you watch, did you listen to the radio, like, for baseball or any sports?
I listened to the radio quite a bit.
Did you?
Yeah. Of course, we didn't have TV back then.
Right.
I think we didn't get TV in about 46, I think.
No, Marcia was 2. No, Lenore was 2. So it was 49.
First one was a little sofa. Had a little about a 10-inch screen on it. Cost, I think, $8,900.
How many, Dad? $8,900. It was quite a bit.
It's expensive.
They were expensive. And it wasn't real good then. They're nothing like they are today. There was always something going wrong with it.
Yeah, and there wasn't much on either. You remember the Tucker automobile?
Pardon?
The Tucker automobile?
Tucker? Yep. Yeah. I remember.
Do you tell me anything about the Tucker?
A friend of mine had one ordered. This Preston Tucker, he came out with this, the Tucker car. and the motor was in the back end. Stuff of like the Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And it was so far advanced ahead of anything that was on the market that they run him out of business.
Hmm.
But if he would have kept, if they would have let him go, he would have had a real car again.
Who ran him out of business, Dad?
General Motors, Fords. They wouldn't let him come out with it. I guess they bought him out to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a brilliant guy. He had it set up so within 30 minutes you could pull that car into a garage and they could pull that motor out and stick another one in and you'd be on your way in 30 minutes.
Wish it was the same way now. Do you remember like the difference women had played in life then?
Worked for a doll factory where they made dolls, you know. But as a rule, the women usually stayed home, run a boarding house, or they had roomers and who boarded there, men folks, they'd go into the factory to work. That was generally what they done.
Okay.
But what about Mim, Dad? Mim had a job besides being a house person.
She used to help go and work for other people, take care of their home.
But once you got your dairy, didn't she work in the dairy?
Oh yeah, she'd come out and help us all. Yeah.
And wasn't she the one that took care of all the books?
Yeah.
Mim was Sadie.
Sadie,
I can't go back any further now. So that would be 1920.
Yeah. That's more than you can ask anybody.
Yeah.
Go back to your 3 years old, that's pretty good.
I can't remember that far back. Okay.